Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. I'm still so excited by doing this podcasting thing. My exit movement, letting God take control, letting go. So today I want to talk about when you're at your last, what do you do? I know a lot of us go through a lot of things, and sometimes we feel like we hit rock bottom and we're at our wit's end of what do we do next. When we have been through so much, when it's just like there's no hope, we at our last, what do we do? What do you do? Who can we call on? That's what I want to talk about today. It is so much going on in the world right now. So much diversity, so much killing, so much backbiting, so much hate and no love. And it's just so much going on with you trying to pay bills, you trying to raise your children, trying to have relationships, husband, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, and whatnot. And, you know, we get in situations where we have storms that come in our lives. Sometimes we create those storms, and sometimes those storms just happen. And we get through so much that's going on that we get to our wit's end. And we're like, what do I do when I can't do nothing else? You feel like that you just can't do nothing else, that you failed, that you've hit rock bottom. What can you do? I tell you what you can do. The first thing you can do is get on your knees and ask the Lord for help. Everything that you want to do, you just got to leave it in His hands. And it ain't easy, because a lot of us have that pride. A lot of us have that mentality that we can fix this ourselves. If we do this, if we do that, we can count on this person and that person, and we can try to make things work. But that's the problem. When you try to make it work and you don't have God in it, it's not going to work. And that's how you get to your wit's end and you're like, what can I do when I done got to my last? I don't know what to do. I thought I've done everything. Then you start asking, Lord, why me? I never did this. I'm always good to this person. I help this person. Why am I going through this? Why I can't fix this? The key word that you're saying is I. You're saying I, and you're making it all about yourself, and it's not. The key word you need to be asking is Lord, God, help me. Not I, what I'm doing, why me, I. No, it's not about you. That's the problem that we have. We make it about ourselves. We get in situations and it's all about us. And a lot of time it's not. A lot of things we do bring on ourselves. Yes, we do. But when it gets to the point where we can't fix nothing, you got to turn it over to God, because it ain't for you to fix in the first place. See, God has a plan for us all. Since the time we came out of mother's womb, our path was already laid out. And the first thing when we got old enough to start learning about Christ and learning about God and learning how to pray and learning how to have a relationship with God, that's the thing that we had to ask. We had to ask the Lord, what is my path? What do you want me to do to serve you? And from that point on, your path was laid out of what you're supposed to be doing. But we don't do that. We don't. Because a lot of times as we are growing up, we go into church when we were young. Yes, we grow up. And we was going to church because our parents made us go. We wasn't paying attention to the Lord. We weren't paying attention to scripture and all that stuff. We were going to church and our mama said we had to go. And Lord knows if we said, I don't want to go, we probably gonna get popped in the mouth or get a whooping before we went out that door, and we still had to go. And we sitting up in church with our mouth out pouting, and you better not say nothing, you better not cry, because you're going to get popped in the church too. So yeah, that happens in our adolescent years. Then our teenage years, we still weren't thinking about God because we were too busy being teenagers, trying to have boyfriends, going to school, trying to do what everybody else do, trying to be popular. We weren't thinking about all of that. Then we hit adulthood. That's when we start thinking about God. That's when we start trying to have a relationship. And then a lot of times in our adulthood, we weren't thinking about it either because we were still partying and doing all this stuff until we got responsibilities. Like children, house, mortgage payment, rent, bills. That's when God came in our lives. And that's with all of us. That's when God came into our lives. And that's when we start thinking about, oh Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? You start getting storms coming in your life, situations, and then you get to your wit's end of it. It's like, what can I do? When I get to my last, what can I do? I mean, we ain't thought about all that time that we was having fun and we wasn't forming that relationship with God at the time. We didn't start thinking about God until we started going through stuff. But even so, God was still watching out for us. He was still blessing us even when we was not acknowledging him then at those times. And even now, when we have a relationship with God and we still fall down, he's still right there with us. So that's what I'm talking about today. What do you do when you can't do nothing else? When you done hit rock bottom? When you done tried and you done tried and you done tried and you just feel like there's nothing that I do prosper? What do I do? You gotta let it go and let God take control. That's the whole purpose of this podcast that I do, is letting go and let God take control. Because I had to learn to let go. Because I was just floating through life for 20 years, floating through life, going through emotions, just hurting myself, hurting people around me, because I kept trying to do everything myself instead of letting God take away the hurt that I've been through and getting help and form that relationship. And the kidding part about it, I grew up in the church. I wasn't the one that was just going to church just because my mama done made it. I went to church because I love going to church. I want to be involved and participate because I love God. But when the test came, I let God go. I got scared. Because you know, we test our faith. And I failed big time. Because I let Satan take over and let him keep me in a black hole for so long. But now, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. Because he has delivered me. Because I had to actually get down and ask him to deliver me. Because I couldn't keep living like the way I was living. Just lost. I had got to my wit's end. I had got to my wit's end. To the point that I didn't care if I lived and died. Last year, I left my kids a video telling them that they were better off with me. I'm finna go. Don't worry about looking for me. I'm better off with y'all, better off without me. I'm finna leave this world. I didn't care where I ended up. I didn't hitchhike and call a ride with somebody I didn't know. I didn't care if the man had killed me or not. Because that's how low I had got. That's how low I had got. Because I just was at my wit's end. With all the lying and with all the depression and all the stuff that I was going through. I got to my wit's end. And I felt like I didn't know what else to do. But the best place for me was to leave this earth. And I felt like everybody would be happy that I was gone. Because I feel like I just caused so much problems. Because I feel like everybody was against me. It was me against the world. But it wasn't the case. I needed help. I needed help spiritually and mentally and physically. That's what it was. And I didn't have God in my life. I wasn't anchored in the Lord like I used to be. I wasn't. And I had just let Satan take over. But thank God, he brought me out. because when I tried to leave, he wouldn't let me. Through all that I was doing, he was still talking to me, telling me, it ain't time for you to go. I got something for you. I'm finna use you. And that's exactly what he's doing now. He's using me to speak, to help, to do whatever I need to do. And so, like I say, when I do this podcast, I'm not doing this podcast just to be talking. I'm doing this podcast because I done went through so much. And I hope that whatever I'm saying can help somebody that's going through the same thing. That's my purpose. I've been knowing my purpose since I was young, but I've been running from it. And a lot of times we run. We run for God's calling. We run for whatever he has in store for us because we know he'll show it to us. And now I see what it is. And it's something that I've been doing all my life. But I've been scared to step out on faith to continue to do it in the way that he wants me to do it. But not anymore. I'm not. I'm not scared to talk about my faults and my shortcomings. I'm not. Because I say, as I said in my other podcast, if I'm going to speak about stuff, I'm going to speak about myself. I don't have a problem with it. Before I did, I didn't want nobody to know my secret. I didn't want nobody to see my skeletons. I was afraid people's going to judge me. I'm not afraid of that anymore. The only person I worry about judging me is God, because that's the only person that can do it. Not man, not woman. And like I say, I can talk about myself. I went through a lot. I have done a lot. And it was not intentionally to hurt anybody. It's because I was lost. And I could speak on it. And I hope that whatever I'm saying can help somebody. So when I say when you're at your last, when you're at your wit's end, what can you do? You got to ask God for help. You can't try to do it yourself. You messed up from the beginning when you was trying to figure it out and fix it in the first place on your own. Because you can't. You just can't. Only thing you gonna do is stress yourself out worse and make the problem worse than what it is. And I kept doing that over and over and over again. When I get in situations, I felt like I had this person in my life. I had family members and friends that I thought cared about me and loved me, that I could go to these people in a time of need. But God showed me different. He's like, no. These people are not going to help you. And they didn't. And I would be mad because I've done so much for these people and never asked for anything in return. And then when I was in need, nobody was there. But that's the way it was supposed to be. Because God judged me for what I do. And he's going to judge them for what they do. So if they didn't help me, that's on them. But I still got my blessings for doing what I did. And if they come to me right now and ask for some help, I'm right there. I'm not going to turn around. I'm not going to bring up, well, you know, I asked you for something then. When I needed this, you didn't do it. So I ain't finna worry about helping you now. But we do that to one another. And we're not supposed to. We have to learn. We got to have that faith in God. It doesn't matter. If you did something for somebody and in return they don't do it for you when you're in need, don't worry about it. Because you didn't supposed to be depending on them anyway. You're supposed to be depending on God. Because he's the only one that can fix it. You got to have your trust and faith in him. I said yesterday in my other podcast, I had to step back. Because I was falling back in that little slump that I had. When God done blessed me with something. And I was about to mess it up because I was still trying to do something on my own. Instead of stepping back and letting him continue to fix the situation. And so I had to step back and I had to ask him, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Because I ain't trying to go back down that same path no more. And a lot of times we got to step back and we got to realize that we cannot do it. We can't do it all. We got to learn to say no to stuff. Especially when people come to us about everything. Because, you know, a lot of times we put ourselves in position as being that go person. And I was in that position. I was that go person for everybody. Anybody need help, call Shawana. Shawana, Shawana got you. Shawana, Shawana, Shawana. And I had to realize I can't do it. I can't fix everybody's problems. I can't be that person and do everything for everybody. And we have to learn that as people. We're not the fixer. We're not the healer. We're not the doctors. We're not the nothing. We're just the servants of God. He is the one that's in control and that can do all that. And we got to learn that. So when we say, when I say, when you come to your wit's end, when you have come to your last, the only person you can depend on is God. You can't depend on yourself or man, your family member, friends, but only God. And you have to realize that. And it's hard. There's nothing easy by following the path of God. It's hard to do that. And God knows it's hard. When you're on that battlefield trying to serve Him, it is hard because you got Satan on each side trying to bring you down. And not to mention you got your own self, because you fall down, you fall down yourself. Because you got to be mentally strong, spiritually strong, and physically strong to be on that battlefield for God. And in order to have that, you got to pray every day. You got to read your word. And you just got to have a relationship with God. And you got to continue to build your relationship and believe and trust in Him. Because without it, you're not going to make it. You're going to fall for everything and anything somebody bring your way. And when you get to your wit's end, when you get to your last, you're going to fall down and don't know what to do. Because you don't have that faith. And I know I've been through a lot with my children, with their sicknesses and illness. I had a lot of people ask me, I don't know how you can do this. How strong you can be to deal with all this. I'm strong because God got me. It ain't nothing that I'm doing myself. He the one got me. I pray to Him every day, Lord, give me strength to make it. Because that's the only way I can. I can't make it without Him. So that's what I'm telling y'all today. When you get to your last, you got to depend on God. That's what you got to do. You got to depend on Him. You got to have your faith and trust and believe in Him. You got to pray. You got to constantly pray. You got to have a prayer life. You got to have faith. You got to go to church. You got to read your Bible. You just got to believe. And you got to do His will, which meaning you got to love one another and help others. And don't worry about it. People don't help you. Get your blessing. Because God going to take care of them. He going to judge you for how you treat others. And He going to judge others for how they treat you. So you ain't got to worry about it. Do you. And I'm learning it every day. Not to be worried about other people. And how people talk about me or say things about me. Don't worry about that. Not no more. I never really worried about it, but then I did. But now I just really don't. It doesn't faze me what people say. It doesn't bother me. If I see this person or that person, if I get invited to this or being invited to that, it don't bother me. I still pray and wish you well. Because I'm on a whole different journey and a whole different level of life right now. And I'm realizing the people that you started out with not going to be with you on that journey. Because they got to have their own journey go on. But when you're in that spiritual realm, and I ask the Lord all the time, Lord, let me see things in a spiritual way the way you want me to see it. And I can tell you it's a whole different thing. I can't even describe it. When you start seeing things, and you start having knowledge about stuff and just a whole different thing. You see people and you see situations, things, and how you move, how you talk, how you walk. It's a whole different level. And people that don't have a spiritual and relationship with God, they don't understand that. They'll say, oh, she acting funny now. Oh, she thinks she all that now. That's the comments that you're going to get. But when they get a relationship with God, then they'll start understanding and seeing what you see. But until then, that's what you're going to get. Oh, she thinks she all that. Oh, she acting funny. Oh, I don't know how she acting like that. Oh, she done found God. Now, she wasn't doing that then, but she was over here doing such and such and such and such. Now, all of a sudden, she done found God. You know, that's what you get when you start to walk right and talk right with the Lord. You know, but that's okay. That's okay when people say that. That's fine. I still pray and say I love you and bless you every day. So that's all I want to talk about for these little few snippets. What do you do when you at your last? When you at your last, what do you do? And that's something you got to look in the mirror. You got to grade your own paper like our pastor say all the time. You got to grade your own paper. You can't grade my paper. I got to grade my own paper. I got to look in that mirror and look at myself. Like Michael Jackson said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. You got to look at your own reflection. You got to look in your own closet and get those skeletons out of there. Some of us got cemeteries. You know, we got to work on ourselves first. And so that's why I do this podcast. This is therapeutic for me. It's to work on myself, that I can talk about myself, and hopefully whatever I say can help somebody that's going through the same thing or have gone through it or is going through. You never know. And I'ma keep doing this until the Lord tells me not to, because this is the only way I'm doing it, because He's telling me to. This is not something that I'm doing on my own. I'm not talking just to be talking. I'm talking because this is real life. This is what I'm supposed to be doing as a servant of God. Helping people. Speaking. Not holding in. Not being ashamed. But doing His will. So I hope everyone has a happy Tuesday. And I hope whatever I said right now with this little snippet, I hope it helped somebody. And y'all have a good night. Bye.